Today is Erev Shabbos Kedesh. Parshas Vayechi. It's of course Chazak, the end of Sefer Bereishis. The Rebbe actually has a siche where he asks the question. Sefer Bereishis is the one sefer that finishes on a negative note, that Yosef HaTzadik dies. He was left in a casket in Mitzrayim, and we have a rule in Torah that Mitzrayim b'toiv, you're supposed to finish on a good note. And here you have not a sefer for Arishin, an Achrin, but one of the Chamisha Chumshei Torah that has a negative conclusion. No, there's a picture I saw. There was a Yid whose name was Absimcha Bunim Alter, the Gerer Rebbe. He really, really respected and loved the Rebbe in a very deep way. And he had Mesiris Nefesh for the Rebbe. He really did. He was Mesiris Nefesh himself and his own Chassidim for the Rebbe. Simcha Bunim. And he wrote a sefer called Leif Simcha. And he sent the Rebbe a copy. And one of his Svarim ends in a similar way, on a negative note. And the Rebbe wrote at the bottom of the page, Umesayimim B'teich, B'ksav Yad Kotche. The Rebbe got his sefer by Matana, learned it, and when he got to the end, the Rebbe wrote, "You're supposed to finish on a positive note." So it's odd that Sefer Bereishis finishes on a negative note. Maybe after the Yosef HaTzadik dies, they put him a casket in Mitzrayim. So of course, the answer is there could be no better conclusion to Sefer Bereishis than to say, as the Rebbe says, the Lashon, that the Atzmus Yosef gefinzich mit Yidden in Golus. Right? That's Vayisem Baren. Yosef HaTzadik is placed in a casket. B'mitzrayim, because Sefer Shmeis begins with the Golos, and yet the Bereishis finishes with the Besura. You should know that whatever Maimed Matzav and Golos you find yourself in, the Atzmus Yosef means the bones of Yosef, but also means the essence of Yosef. The Atzmus of Yosef are with you in Mitzrayim. So actually, there's no greater Besura Teiva than this conclusion, which describes Yosef HaTzadik passing away, and Vayisem Banim b'Mitzrayim. Yankovin was taken back to Yisrael. But Yosef HaTzadik stays with Yidden. Yankovin is taken back to Yisrael. The Parsha, tomorrow's Chitas finishes, Yankovin who passes away, and there's a big Levaya, and everybody goes, and all the kings come, but they bury him under Machpelah. Yosef HaTzadik's remains stay with the Yidden and goes. And the Jewish people do not leave until they're able to exhume, but this is the story in Chumash, in Parshas B'Shalach, that they have to find the remains of Yosef HaTzadik. It's a medrash. And they don't leave until they can take along with them Yosef HaTzadik. And I always remind myself, it's very, very emotional. It's really, truly very emotional that it says in the Sefer Yemei Bereishis, which is a reliable Sefer, that by the Friedike Rebbe's Levaya, by the previous Rebbe's Levaya, when they put his order in the ground, the Rebbe announced, "I'm making a tnai loud and clear for everybody to hear that we will never be separated." That's what he said. "We will always be together. If we move, we are moving you with us." Because halacha says you're not allowed to, when a person passes away and they bury him, those dalarames, those 4 cubits are his forever. You're not allowed to take him away from that place unless you make a tnai. So the Rebbe said, "We will always be together. We'll never be separated. And I'm making a condition right now that if there ever is a need to move, we're going to pick you up and we're going to move you." But the Revaile, Atzmas Yosef, this is what the Rebbe said by the Friedrich Rebbe's Levaya. We weiß nicht von them, but this is a story. It's brought in a Sefer that's considered, the stories are considered, nit nur Sheine Meises, nur Eichet Emese Meises. And that's how Sefer Bereishis finishes, that Yosef HaTzadik Satomes are with Yidden and Golos. So it's a very positive end, actually, right? And it's Chazak.